Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Yes, and I am Wonder Woman. Between working and writing and running an organization, and of course I'm here with smartass Brian Sand, the NJGHS tech guru and producer of our little show.
And controller of the sounds.
Yeah. Very nice, very nice. So how are you, Brian?
Still hot.
Yeah, I'll say. No. you're still holding it too?
For now.
For now? Okay. Well, that's good. It's two more than me. This is going to be hysterical if the tables have turned now and
finally.
I'm on a dry spell and he's on a hump fest.
Finally.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Well, you know, well, I guess it's kind of like, you know, what's that show with the movie with Lindsay Lohan where she switches places with her mother? Yeah. Oh, they switched bodies or something.
Oh, they've done a million of those.
Yeah,
shows.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear the Earth cries? There are supposedly Earth cries that can be... Now what are you doing? We don't do the Parashare song here.
Well, this is not just Parashare sound, but it's kind of...
Oh, you're going for mood and atmosphere?
Please.
Oh, okay.
Stop questioning me.
Sorry. Almighty one. Well, anyway, the Earth emits an ear-piercing series of chirps and whistles that could be heard by any aliens who might be listening. Astronomers have since discovered. The sound is awful. A new recording from space reveals. Scientists have known about the radiation since the 1970s. So why they're just telling us now, I have no idea. But apparently it's created high above the planet, where charged particles from the solar wind collide with Earth's magnetic field. It is related to the phenomenon that generates the colorful aurora or northern lights. The radio waves are blocked by the ionosphere, which, you know,
Don't even go there.
I know. Every time I hear it, like, ionosphere, I always think of the moronosphere from Flesh Gordon. Long story. Anyway. A charge layer atop our atmosphere.
Was that Flash or Flesh Gordon?
It was called Flesh Gordon.
I saw that, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're entering the moronosphere. It was hysterical. Anyway, so a charge layer atop our atmosphere, so they do not reach Earth, which is good, because... The out-of-this-world radio waves are 10,000 times stronger than even the strongest military signal, the researchers said. And they would overwhelm all radio stations on the planet.
Good, because most of them don't have anything good to put on there.
Can you imagine? What if you couldn't hear the Deadline because you were hearing chirp, chirp, from the Earth?
Well, the Deadline's a podcast.
Yeah, so it wouldn't affect us,
no.
Right? Ha ha. Anyway, so it's pretty interesting. They said this means they're more detectable to anyone who might be listening. The auroral kilometric radiation, AKR for short, as it is called, is beamed out in a narrow plane as if someone had put a mask over a torch and left a slit for the radiation to escape. This flat beam could be detected by aliens who figured this process out, the researchers say. The knowledge could also be used by Earth's astronomers to detect planets around other stars, if they can build a new radio telescope big enough for the search. They could also learn more about Jupiter and Saturn by studying AKR, which should emit from the auroral activity on those worlds too. Whenever you have aurora, you get AKR, said Robert Mutel, a University of Iowa researcher involved in this work. The AKR bursts, Mutel and colleagues studied 12,000 of them, originate in spots the size of a large city a few thousand miles above the Earth and above the region where the northern lights form. We can now determine exactly where the emission is coming from, Mutel said. Our planet is also known to hum a mysterious low-frequency sound thought to be caused by the churning ocean or the rolling atmosphere. That is pretty cool.
I wonder what's humming.
You know, I mean, well, think about it. If it's spinning around on an axis, it's got to be making some kind of noise, right?
Don't know.
Do you ever read the Unveiled Mysteries? There were three. They were called, like, referred. A lot of people in the metaphysical community refer to them as the Green Books.
No.
All right. Well, there's. It's almost like an Indiana Jones kind of story. And I believe the first one of the Green Books is called Unveiled Mysteries. I'd have to look it up. But there's three in a series because it's Unveiled Mysteries. Or maybe it starts out with and then the Magical Presence and then the I Am Discourse. But in Unveiled Mysteries, and this goes back to Guy Ballard, way back like in the 1920s. He's hiking up Mount Shasta out in Washington. And he comes across this man who's not even broken a sweat, is in perfectly good clothing, and looks wonderful. Well, it turns out that it's Ascended Master Saint Germain. Now, this sounds really far out there, people, but if you ever study the Ascended Masters, you'd know all of this stuff and why there's 7 points on the Statue of Liberty, indicative of the 7 rays of the mighty Elohim, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I've read all this stuff. So if you read Unveiled Mysteries, he gets to go with Master Saint Germain inside of different mountains and places within the earth where he sees these inventions. Because in the 1920s, he's describing this kind of this box that shows pictures and sounds, and it's a television. And then there's this other inventions and things that, and he asks the Master Saint Germain, but why doesn't mankind know it? And then there's other caverns with these riches and jewels, and where basically none of us would ever want for anything. There's so much in the way of jewels and money and gold and everything in these different places within the earth. And Master Saint Germain says humanity is, you know, not ready for it yet. It's not in its time. These inventions will come along and mankind will be able to accept them. And then it gets into the whole Vanuvian thing where the people from Venus come in and how they're about anywhere from 7 to 8 feet tall. They're very statuesque, gorgeous beings who are just, they're humanoid. They have human figures, but beautiful, like Adonises and Aphrodites with blonde hair. But their eyes, they say, this guy describes their eyes as being like violet, just this intense violet purple eyes. And purple is a very spiritual color. And so if you ever get a chance, I mean, you can, I'm trying to think, I think it's through the I Am Press or something, Saint Germain Press puts these books out, and they're very old, and this guy wrote down everything, and all the adventures he went on, discovering of the twin rays, and how that all affects things, and even how he even came upon I think when he was going back up Mount Shasta, and he came upon this tiger, or a leopard, or whatever big cat is indigenous to that area. And his first response, naturally, was fear, you know. And then he remembered Saint Germain coaching him on, you know, identify with the spirit of the creature. And when he pushed his fear aside and just, you know, looked the animal in the eye and just kind of said in his head, you know, I don't fear you. I welcome your presence, and I'm just making my way through here. The cat actually came up and, like, sat with him and was purring and let him pet it. And that's when Saint Germain showed up and said, you passed your test. You realized it wasn't about fear. It was all about divine. It's teaching about divine love, that supposedly if you do encounter something demonic, you can actually knock it off its ass by sending it love versus your initial response to be fearful, which is an adrenaline rush for the negative entity. So get Unveiled Mysteries and the Magic Presence and the I Am Discourse.
You must have gotten a big check for that one.
No, it's but that's what this stuff reminds me of when you said about the humming in the earth, because there is supposedly all this stuff going on inside the earth that we're not even aware of. Whole cities, communities, all this stuff, supposedly, from what Guy Ballard, you know, came upon with Master Saint Germain, and you know, and it's a good read. It's a good, like I said, a good Indiana Jones kind of story. And then if you really get into it, you can get that huge, I had this huge 7-volume set of the life and teachings of the masters of the Far East. Very, very intense stuff. Anyway, I digress. Want to do cemetery hunts?
Oh, why not?
The cemetery hunts this year, people, are held on Saturday nights. You meet and sign the waiver at 9 p.m. and hunt till 10:30 p.m. Sorry, you must be a member of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society in order to participate in these hunts. Lifetime membership is available for $20 on our homepage or via PayPal. Or you can pay for membership at a meeting, but you can't pay for it at a cemetery hunt. New members, you must complete 2 cemetery hunts to get your training under your belt in order to participate in a private investigative team. So newbies, make sure you make yourselves known to the team leaders so they can take you along for training. Cancellations of these dates are possible given inclement weather conditions. Please keep an eye on the website for last-minute updates, or better still, join our New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society Yahoo group and have the info blasted into your email inbox, which the link, as well, is on the homepage. So we're dwindling down here. We're getting through the summer. Summer's flying by, dude.
Good.
Can't believe it. Yeah, I don't like the heat. Anyway, July 26th, we have one out in Washington with Dina. August 9th is Bayview Cemetery in Leonardo with Greg and Sherry. And then they're taking people out to Mount Olivet August 16th. And August 23rd, we still got to figure out. We got Greg and Sherry again taking people on August 30th to Rose Hill. And September 6th, Dina's going to take a team out. She's still got to figure out which cemetery she wants to take them to. So, you know, should be fun. So make sure you check out the cemetery hunts. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter the show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Hey, this is Nathan S., a.k.a. the Demon Hunter from the Ghost Man and Demon Hunter Show, and certified paranormal investigator with the NJGHS. When I start getting homesick for New Jersey, I tune in to Lauren Bryan. So kick back. You're listening to The Deadline.
Hey, welcome back. I gotta tell you, we have monthly meetings for the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
We do?
We do. And they are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member. However, you can purchase your membership if you want at a monthly meeting, and it will be sent to you.
I haven't been to one in a long time.
I haven't either. I've been so busy. We have the next meeting coming up on August 6th. That's the Central Jersey Division, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish in the Hazlitt Library. And that's at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. And then on August 19th, Dina Tirico heads up the North Jersey Division at the Hackettstown Community Center at 293 Main Street. All meetings start at 7 and end at 8:30 p.m. So if you have any kind of suspicious photographs, recordings, audio recordings, feel free to bring them to one of our meetings, because we always have a share and scare segment wherein you can bring forth your evidence and have it evaluated for authenticity. Now, if you happen to have a paranormal experience, or you're on a ghost investigation or a cemetery hunt and you think, ooh, this is pretty cool, send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. And you know what? That's called a parashare. And by parasharing, you could actually get your membership for free. So that way you don't even have to go to the meeting and pay for it. You don't have to sign up online. You send in a parashare and boom, you can say, you know what, here's my name and address. Send me membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Or better yet, you can say, you know what, I'm going to send you 9 more parashares for a total of 10 because I want a natal chart, which is my astrological blueprint. Okay, that's a $75 value. I will do the, you send me your birth date, time, and place. I'll process the report, put my notes in, and send it off to you. Now, course, we don't have a parashare this week, so we're going to do something else. Now it's time for News of the Weird. Dozens of spas operate in Russia's Caucasus Mountains. I can't even say it. Caucasus. Dozens of spas operate in Russia's Caucasus Mountains region, exploiting the mineral springs in the area. And apparently, colonic treatment is a specialty. In fact, in June, the Mashuk Akva Term Spa in Zelenzeknovicht, I can't even pronounce it, unveiled a large monument to the enema. An 800-pound brass syringe bulb held aloft by three angels. Not anals, angels. "Let's beat constipation," read one banner. Said the sculptor, "This device is eternal. It will never change. We could promote this brand, turn it into a franchise with souvenirs and awards for medical doctors." You've Been Left Behind, LLC, has begun offering an email service to Christians who are preparing for the rapture, in which all true Christians ascend to heaven to meet the Lord. Since the rapture may commence suddenly, those chosen may have to depart without saying goodbye to their less worthy friends, and besides will leave their property behind during the ensuing 7 years of before Armageddon. For $40 a year, Christians can maintain an email list of up to 62 people who would be notified and can store encrypted electronic documents such as PIN numbers and powers of attorney. "There won't be any bodies," the website warns, pointing out an advantage of its service. So probate court would take all of 7 years just to clear your assets to your next of kin. Dentist who hates it when that happens. Okay. Ann Greer filed a lawsuit in June. And you know what? I don't like the dentists. I'm sorry. I mean, nothing as people. I think they're nice people, but I just don't like going to the dentist. So wait till you hear this. This only fosters my fear. Ann Greer filed a lawsuit in June against Winter Park, Florida dentist Wesley Myers over the death of her father last year during procedures to secure his dentures with implants. During the October 2006 visit, Myers had accidentally dropped a screwdriver down the patient's throat, which required a colonoscopy to remove. Ooh. The man returned the following year to give Myers another chance. Get that! Against his daughter's wishes. And during that procedure, Myers accidentally dropped a torque wrench down his throat, creating problems that ultimately proved fatal. Car dealer Walter Moore of Max Motors in Butler, Missouri. That's Missouri, right? When it's an MO?
Yes.
Okay. An hour south of Kansas City, announced in May a free premium to every car purchaser, either $250 worth of gasoline or a gift certificate for a handgun. He told KMBC-TV that 80% of customers chose the gun.
You'll rob the gas station.
Exactly. Cardiologist at Hartford, Connecticut Hospital, writing in the June Annals of Emergency Medicine, described a patient suffering from irregular heartbeat whose rhythm was restored to normal following a tasering by police. And that's your news of the weird. If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward.
PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Not. We're skipping that this week.
Yeah.
Sorry, dudes. I just, like, could not deal. So, I guess everybody's all signed up for their rooms for our Portsmouth Harbor Lighthouse.
They better be.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. And I want to remind people to sign up for the Paranormal Intensive, because that's going to be cool. Very, very cool. It's on September 20th, taking place here in Hackettstown. Each workshop is only $25 per person. They won't overlap, so you can sign up for however many you want. And, of course, the presenters will be there with their books and wares on sale and available to autograph as well. Then there's the dinner and spirit circle at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse that night with the famous psychic medium Jane Doherty from 7 to 10, and that's only $60 per person. That includes your dinner, which is a really nice buffet dinner, and I plan the menu, so it's a nice menu. If you're vegetarian, there's something vegetarian, there's something meat, there's something seafood, whatever, but it's really good. And that includes your dinner, tax, and tip, and the spirit circle for an hour and a half with Jane Doherty. That's only $60 a person. So what do you think about that?
Love to go, but can't.
You're not going?
No.
Where are you going?
Bar.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Jane, love you to death, but sorry.
Yeah.
after a day like that.
Yeah. Yep. That Tullamore Dew whiskey will have my name on it.
I'll be at the bar. I'll sit there. Give me a menu. You know, I'll eat right at the bar.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, if I have to take people out in the hearse, I'm still debating on that. But
I don't.
Yeah, if not, I may just say, oh, forget it. I'll go down with you and just get some munchies and, you know, do a couple shots.
Couple.
What?
Just leave the bottle.
I'm not that bad. At least I'm technically within walking distance of CB's, you know? Like, if I got really hammered, all I'd have to do is just crawl the way up home.
Call a cab.
Well, better yet, I'll just have you drive me.
If I'm still there.
If you're still sober, or not sober, but enough where you can drive. Well, you can handle more, right? Men's bodies can store more liquor than women's.
That depends.
You know, didn't they make, I don't even know how that all works with those 0.0 whatevers.
It all depends.
But it's really low, right? Tolerance. I mean, it's like you only have one drink and you can be considered legally drunk or something.
It's all tolerance, though.
Really?
Yeah, you know, if a woman has a couple of drinks and goes out partying every weekend for a year, and I have a couple of beers once every couple of months, she's going to outdrink me.
Yeah, but I mean, still, but within legal limits, she doesn't matter. You know, I mean, I remember back in the day when I did have a stainless steel plated liver, let me tell you, and it doesn't matter, even though I got to the point where I was still drinking and not drunk, you know, and I could function, I'm sure at a legal standpoint, I was I was legally drunk, you know.
So you're drinking right now?
I'm having unsweetened iced tea, flavored with fresh mint. It is so good. I made it all by myself last night.
It's from Long Island.
No, this is just real. I used 2 Earl Grey tea bags imported. They're the Yorkshire tea that I get imported from England. And I used 2 of those, and then I used 4 Lipton tea bags. I let them steep heavily, then I put all the ice in, and I put in fresh crushed mint, stirred it up, and refrigerated. It's delightful. Anyway.
Okay.
My summertime drink. Alrighty, so I guess we're going to wrap it up here for this week. So stay tuned to our website so you can get all the latest and greatest emails and sign up for our Yahoo groups in order to do that. Also, you get to see all the news, and as things transpire with Morbid Mobile Tours, as that resurrects, you never know, you might be taking a ride in a hearse. Woohoo. So thanks again to our wonderful tech guru here, Brian Sant, and producer of the show, The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And as always, thanks to our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish and Dina Tirico. And of course, thanks to all of you for listening and downloading the shows weekly, because you know at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.